This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dan Orlovsky, ESPN, reacting to Davante Adams' decision to join the Los Angeles Rams, where he'll essentially replace Cooper Kupp for Matthew Stafford, Puka Nacua, Sean McVay and company. That's a sneaky good team for next year. With that young talent on defense and keeping that offense together, if they can stay healthy, that could be a really good football team. WEEI Afternoons breaking down all the moves in the NFL from Saturday, basically, through this afternoon. Literally billions of dollars being spent, hundreds of millions of dollars being given out to separate players, Josh Allen, Miles Garrett. So Fitzy, I want to ask you here real quick before we get back to the phone lines. What was the best move that has taken place over the last, let's just say, 48 plus hours, whether it was a re-signing, a signing, anything? What was the best move we've seen?
I'm pretty damn impressed that the Washington Commanders went out and got their Trent Williams and Laremy Tunsil. That is such an awesome move. That is a winning move. That is the move you make when you are dead serious about going back to where you just were, if not beating the team that was in front of you, who you went toe-to-toe with a couple times last year, and that team, of course, won the Super Bowl. What an awesome move by the Washington Commanders to trade away a second, a third, and a seventh, and get the second-best pass-blocking left tackle in the NFL to buy more time for your elite playmaking second-year sophomore sensation. Awesome. I'll follow that up with Milton Williams. Thanks.
Of course you do. You suck up. I might have gone with best move in that same general area, region of the country. I think the Ravens keeping Ronnie Stanley for $20 million a year is a no-brainer. With that offense, that quarterback.
It's a discount.
Absolutely. To not have to worry about something the Patriots have been worrying about now for 5-6 years, to keep him on that contract, I think, is a great move. One of the worst moves, I think, and I may be wrong about this, we'll see. I'm not real big on the Sam Darnold to the Seahawks move. I'm not sure that I get that.
I read something where, like, somebody who understands like advanced statistics way more than all of us in this room combined would, said that last year a certain number of his bad throws came off of pressure, and he's expected to face twice as that was on a with a decentish offensive line in Minnesota. The Seahawks don't have much of a better offensive line, and they don't have the weapons that they did. How is his play going to improve that much?
I think we're going to see the old Sam Darnold. I really do. And from a Seahawks perspective, you had a bridge quarterback in Geno Smith, and now you've moved on from him to add another bridge quarterback. I would have thought at some point along the way here, you would have wanted to go sort of the real franchise quarterback route, and you haven't really done that, and you've spent money. So I don't think that makes a lot of sense. So I think that's one of the worst moves. So those are we'll say league-leading signings and circling the drain signings, brought to you by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining. At drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. So I think, yes.
Yeah. Let me add, please, to the mix. One team, whilst perusing reactions on social media, one team everyone, it seems, completely, one team, it seems, that everybody completely agrees did not have a good first day in free agency, the Dallas Cowboys, who did nothing.
Well, I think they're probably, I mean, their focus
cap-strapped.
Has, yeah, and their focus has to be on whatever they're doing with Micah Parsons. You got to figure that out first. So
you're still going to be like a 7-win team guy.
Yeah, but you can't spend money and then, I mean, then you're tying your hands. They've had a lot of issues there, but I think the priority for them has to be spending money to keep Micah Parsons. They kept CeeDee Lamb. They kept Dak Prescott. I don't know where that goes. Head coach is going to be a question with Schottenheimer. Like, they have some sort of the same old Cowboys problems. They have star power, questionable coaching, and a weird owner. And you put that all together, and it'll be some really impressive wins, some bad losses, and an underachieving football team. 617-779-7937. Back to the phone lines. Oh, man. There's no mics on the phone line, so I guess I'll have to go to a different name. Let's go to Chuck in New Hampshire and see what he thinks about the Patriots free agency. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking the call, even though my name's not Mike. Sorry to disappoint there.
Yeah. All good, Chuck.
But, no, I'm pretty happy so far with this free agency. One of the biggest things that I thought of going into it was how Vrabel said protect and affect the quarterback. I was much more on the side of affecting it because even if you retooled this offense, got weapons, got a line, I think you would still need to rely on the offense to be perfect with how bad the defense was last year, because the Jaguars with the backup running back could just run up and down the field on you. And no matter what, people could still score on you. So even if you had a better offense, you'd have to rely on them being perfect and scoring almost every time. Whereas this, now that there's players at every level, disruptors at every level, and the fact that you can cover hopefully longer and have more disruptive players at the front, hopefully that leads to either more stops or more turnovers, which means more opportunity for the offense, even though the offense still isn't all that great. It's still getting them the ball back.
Thanks for the call, Chuck. Can I be the wet blanket? Just a little bit.
Oh, today for a change? Yes.
Just a little bit of a wet blanket. Do you remember
a damp sheet?
How everybody was telling me last year that the defense was really good and the defense was going to win games on its own. And Mina Kimes was telling me it was a top 10 defense and the best tackling defense in football.
And
so
they lost Barmore and they lost Bentley and they lost Peppers. But let's just go ahead and forget that.
No. I'm not forgetting that. He just said the defense would have sucked if they had invested in the offense. What if you got Barmore, Bentley, and Peppers back with Duggar? And you know what I mean? Like, my point is, they're investing in a defense that should be healthy. The guys from last year should be back and healthy. Now they're investing in that, and he's telling me that's money well spent because the defense would have sucked. If the defense was as good as you people told me it was last year and got healthy, then why couldn't they invest in the offense?
When? This offseason?
Yes. Right now.
Where are they? What are they going to buy? What are you going to buy? Aaron Jones?
No.
What are you going to buy?
Philosophically. I'm just talking philosophically. I'm not. And I would ask what they would buy.
The defense was not good enough. No, the defense was absolutely not good.
So you guys were wrong last year when you said the defense was good.
No, we were not. We were not wrong initially, Andy. The coaching was terrible and the defense became bad. Yes, the defense started the season off rather well. Then the defense took a quick left turn. It sucked. And with the injuries piling up, there was no turning back.
No, and they're all healthy, and you people have told me you have better coaching this year.
They got rid of Godshaw. They need a second cornerback because John Jones may or may not come back. You have a new head coach and a new defensive coordinator. They may have a new style they want to play. They may have new wants and wishes. We don't know what their evals on some of these guys are, and everyone's also a year older. So could this defense have been adequate in place? Maybe. Could this defense have been good? Not likely. But is the defense markedly better now? Yes. I would also like to know what pat myself on the back point are you trying to get to?
No, the caller said, I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm taking the caller's point. He said they could have invested in the offense and then this team would have sucked because the defense was terrible. To start last year before the injuries hit to Barmore and Bentley and Peppers and all those guys, everyone told me the defense was really good. Those guys were coming back, and to your point, you believe it would be better coached this year with Mike Vrabel and Tyrell Williams. So why would the defense have been embarrassingly bad this year if you got those guys back that you told me were the key to last year? So you could have invested in the offense this year. You could have gone, not Ronnie Stanley, but like you could have, in theory, said we're going to put all our money in Ronnie Stanley and a wide receiver, and we're going to count on Christian Barmore and Juwan Bentley and Kyle Duggar and those guys to be healthy and coached up, and we're going to be a damn good football team. But the caller's point was, if you had invested in offense, the team would have sucked because the defense was horrific. But I thought the defense was horrific due to injuries. So I'm a little confused as the talent level that people expected out of last year's defense, and now have everybody's running all those people out of town that could have returned. But I guess it doesn't really matter at this point because we've invested a boatload of money in the defense, and the offense is, well, has Drake May. And from there, we'll build moving forward, hopefully.
I'm disappointed you're not on board with Jalen Polk season.
Yeah, I know. You know what I am going to get on board with?
It's not going to happen.
To be the opposite of a wet blanket, a nice dry blanket. I don't know if that's how it works in that
way. That's not how it works, but that's fine.
Ramondre Stevenson. I think he's getting way too much crap thrown his way, including from our co-host, Ted Johnson, and others. He is a talented guy. I thought early in the year last year, he ran his ass off. He broke tackles. He was doing his damnedest behind the worst offensive line you could put out there. And I just think he got worn down. He didn't have a great year. He got sick of having to break tackles to get back to the line of scrimmage. And at some point, it fell apart. Now, that also includes he can't hold on to the damn football.
I was going to say, did the fumbles come because he was upset at Mina Kimes' take on the defense?
Are you out of your mind?
Thanks, Ted. We'll talk to you about this tomorrow, Ted. I am going to say that Ramondre Stevenson, if they don't cut him... has a bounce back year.
Hold on. This is like your running back from a couple years ago that you loved, the guy from Jacksonville. Who was that again? He got displaced by
I thought he was really going to have a bounce back year. Yeah. What was
his name? Didn't even make the roster.
No, he didn't. He didn't make like four rosters. He bounced over to the Giants, didn't make them, didn't make anything. 617-779-7937. Back to the phone lines. No mics still. So let's go to Greg in Lincoln and find out what his thoughts are on the Patriots free agent signings. What's up, Greg?
What's up, guys? I love the Harold Landry trade or signing, that is. You know, he's a guy who compares to Mike Vrabel in his career when Vrabel made the Pro Bowl in 2007 or 2003. He always puts up around like 9-10 sacks. He's good for an interception and a forced fumble. And, in fact, I actually asked Vrabel about this back in 2018 when he was on a radio show. And I asked him if he sees a lot of himself in Harold Landry. And he flat out said, yeah, basically because of the versatility he brings. You know, he's not a game wrecker, but he's got all the leadership traits. And the versatility he brings is going to bring a lot of stability to that team.
Thanks for the call, Greg. And I agree with that. I think people are going to be disappointed in Harold Landry's pass rush and like – more versatile play that they see out of him. I think that's going to be a positive that they see from that signing. Hopefully it's worth the money. We do have another signing from the Patriots.
What?
Offensive side of the ball, filling a massive need.
Let's go.
Third string quarterback, Josh Dobbs.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Excited?
Wait, the Patriots just signed the Pastronaut?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means, but whatever.
It means that they have a third quarterback. You need three quarterbacks to go into camp. Sometimes you need four. They might still bring in a rookie, whatever. They have a third quarterback. Or, dun-dun-dun, Josh Dobbs has started games. Josh Dobbs has been a backup. Could this free up the Patriots if they wanted to trade Joe Milton?
No. That would be a bad decision.
I agree. I'm just throwing it out there. I like to look at things from all angles.
I'm weighing in as a voice on the show.
I'm just glad that Joe Milton now has a quarterback competition
in camp this year after Drake May gets traded for picks.
They trade Drake
Yes,
May.
Yes. Dobbs, a starter, 2025.
I know we've joked about this. I didn't actually read the story, but my buddy Hector Longo from the Metro West Daily News, one of those papers up north, Eagle Tribune, Lawrence Eagle Tribune.
Nailed it.
Literally wrote a column about the best way for the Patriots to reset for the future is to trade their biggest asset, Drake May. And I was like, you actually put this in print? They're not just a talk radio call?
Buy low, sell high.
What?
But I've read that a few times on Twitter. There have been people that have said that as much. Like,
yeah, Twitter's a newspaper is another.
You get people saying out loud, like, yeah, trade Drake May now. You get a boatload of picks. You start with Milton, and then you got the whole, like, there. You wanted your Herschel Walker trade. There's your Herschel Walker trade right there. Trade Drake May now. I'm not advocating for it, but if you want your Herschel Walker return,
yeah,
that's the only way you're getting
it. Well, even then, I think I would rather trade Gonzalez. If I think the quarterback can play, I'm not trading the quarterback. It's hard enough to find a damn quarterback in this league. We're ripping, you know, you got Vegas trading for Geno Smith. You got Sam Darnold, musical chairs, all those things. If you have a real one, you keep it. 617-779-7937. Brandon in Boston talking about the Patriots free agent signings. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I just wanted to hit on, you know, four players, and I want to know what you guys think. This has to do with the offense. So, you know, I would like, you know, to see the Patriots trade for James Conner, the running back. You know, the guy is more elite than Ramondre Stevens. Only had two fumbles, you know what I'm saying, three touchdowns. Ramondre had seven fumbles. That's a horrible way to come into the season, still having him on your roster. So I would like to see them trade for James Conner, also Alec Pierce from the Colts. They should look to trade for him. 824 yards, seven touchdowns, and then Amari Cooper. I would definitely have him on the team as well. This is a guy that can play inside, outside, in backfield, reliable target, a veteran. You need a guy like that. And also, Michael Gallup is looking to come back in the league. I would probably put him on the roster just to see what he can do. But
all right, thanks for the call, Brandon. Of that list, I actually don't hate the James Conner idea.
A touchdown hawk, by the way.
Najee Harris was also a consideration for me. I do think you want another veteran back. And the Amari Cooper, you might end up with that. He might end up with being the only free agent wide receiver available of any stature at all. He's probably the best free agent wide receiver available right now, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
If he's still available, and I haven't seen his name come off the board. So I don't love the Amari Cooper signing, but if you want to bring in a veteran wide receiver and can't make a trade or don't get Cooper Kupp or whatever the other options are, Amari Cooper might be in the running. 617-779-7937. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's Odds and Ends. And this is an odd story about one of the truly all-time great NBA players. He has a new job. He still has his old job. How's this going to work? We'll talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons.